USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting his big infrastructure and jobs plan in Louisiana. Biden saying the country needs to be rebuilt during a speech in Lake Charles. With an old vehicular bridge behind him, the president saying roughly 45,000 bridges in the United States are structurally deficient.
We rank 8th in the world in terms of our infrastructure. We used to be the leader in the world.
Biden also saying the nation's wealthiest corporations and individuals are not paying enough in taxes.
I don't want to punish anybody. You're entitled to be a millionaire or a billionaire. Just pay your fair share.
Two students and a custodian are injured after being shot at a middle school 15 miles north of Idaho Falls on Thursday. The injuries don't appear to be life-threatening, according to the East Idaho News. The suspect, who is a student, is also in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Messenger. In March 2020, remote and blended learning models started for millions of students, which in turn has required educators to use technology, including video conferencing, to conduct classes, assign homework, and grade projects. And while technology has helped students learn, it's also provided a way to show appreciation for teachers. Using Messenger Rooms, families can pay tribute to a teacher in a closed ecosystem, just with those participating, or they can choose to broadcast in a live room to a Facebook group. Lauren Cascio, Director of Product Design for Messenger Rooms.
Teachers are often underappreciated, so this year we are taking a step back to show gratitude to them. Messenger Rooms allows up to 50 people to join a free video call. So in the lead up to National Teacher Appreciation Day, we've collaborated with Say It Now to encourage parents and students to organize group tributes for a teacher that has made a difference in their lives.
For more, visit messengernews.fb.com.
The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through fifth grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. A new voting bill is now the law in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends today. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency, but Democratic critics, without any proof, call it an effort to restrict voting access. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up 318 points to close at 34,548. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden aimed to have all kids back in elementary and middle schools by his 100th day in office. Most have opened up their classrooms, but some children are not going back to school. President Biden's Education Secretary Miguel Cardona tells MSNBC's Morning Joe he expects all schools to be open full-time for students by September.
I expect all schools to be open full-time in person for all students. We really need to make sure students have an opportunity to learn in the classroom. And quite frankly, I'd rather have it this spring. Students don't learn as well remotely. There is no substitute for in-person learning. And I'm pleased, as you mentioned, you know, we have 54% of our pre-K through 8 schools in full-time every day. About 90% are offering in-person learning for students. But until we're at 100%, we must keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Angry Democrats are sounding off after Governor Ron DeSantis signs the state's new voting law. State Senator Shervin Jones says it's designed to suppress the vote and keep Democrats out of office.
This is Jim Crow 2.0, and I made it clear that we've seen this before, and it has always been when they've seen 600,000 Democrats voted by mail, the Republicans said, you know what, let's move the goalposts.
DeSantis saying it's all about integrity and transparency. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.